Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，下午好。
你好。It's a joy to be with you.
我很高兴和大家在一起。
Thanks for me allowing the privilege to come with my international heart.
在我内心实在是装了这个地球村这样的心到大家当中。
Now, when you work with the Partners International for 26 years, you have to have an international heart.
在我过去二十六年在宣教机构当中的服事，一定是胸怀普世的。
Because Partners International started in China.
在 PI 呢，这个机构是从中国开始。
So, not realizing it for many years, that was to be my destiny.
我不知道原来在这个机构里面服事呢，最后会到大家的中间。
And it's a privilege to serve in this church.
到大家的中间来服事，是我自己的荣幸。
And we are encouraged many, many times from what God is doing among you here.
我常常听到上帝在我们中间所做的事情，我的心是被鼓励的。
And it's great to have your pastors as personal friends.
也在我们中间的教牧同工也成为我的好朋友。
Now the focus of your series right now has been on the home, I believe.
在我们过去的主题，我们是讲到家是爱之窝。
Going through the different rooms of the house.
在不同的房子当中，我们进入不同的房间。
So today I invite you into the library.
所以今天我带大家进入这个书房。
That place of learning.
这一个学习的地方。
Because you see, the influence of our lives is largely determined by what we think, how we think about things.
我们生活里面怎么样塑造成为一个人？基于在我们思想里面怎么样思考
？Whoever controls the mind controls you.
如果什么人可以控制你的思想，他就控制你全人了。
So as we consider this important room today,
所以我们在思想今天那么重要一个房间当中
，we will be thinking about the mind.
我们要想想我们的思想。
In a couple of weeks comes Father's Day.
在往后的日子中间就是父亲节了。
And because of that, we want to relate this a little bit to the fathers, grandfathers.
所以我们在今天思考的题目中间，我们也要牵涉到我们做父亲或者是祖父这些的话题。
And we're going to talk today about how you can show love for your family.
我想说，我们当中做男士、做父亲的，怎么样对我们的家表示有爱呢
？So as we study the text we just read,
刚才我们念的经文当中。
Keep two things in mind.
我们只要记得两件事。
The influence of you and I as fathers and grandfathers.
就是我们作为父亲或者是祖父，我们的影响力。
In what we teach.
就是我们所教导的。
And secondly,
第二呢
？The influence of us fathers and grandfathers.
就是我们自己做父亲做祖父的。
By how we live.
就是我们如何的生活。
Or model what we want our children to understand.
我们立下怎样的榜样给我们的子孙呢
？Now, ladies, don't tune us out.
如果当中的姐妹不要立刻就把今天的讲道就关掉了。
Because if your home is like my home, my wife's a bigger reader than I am.
如果大家像我家里一样，其实我的妻子是比我阅读的更加的多。
So we're thinking of parents, not just the fathers, although father plays such an important role in the home.
所以今天的题目不单是在父亲的身上，也是在父母教导的这个角色上。
Now this passage has dictated the Jewish traditions for centuries and still does.
这段的圣经啊，原来在犹太人他们的文化当中啊，是非常非常重要的。
These are God-given instructions, and you can't.Do any better than that?
他们知道这是上帝吩咐他们在家里面要做的事情。
So as we go into the library of God's word,
就是我们进到上帝他自己的书房当中。
That's where our curriculum lies.
就是我们进到上帝的书房当中，我们就展开了我们的这个课题。
Now part of the tradition in a Jewish home is, of course, the father's place to teach and train.
这个。传统基本的犹太人家里边呢，这个爸爸是做一个教导的工作。
In fact, for many centuries, that was the schoolroom.
在许许多多的历代中间，犹太人 家里就是他们的教室。
And God wants us to make it a schoolroom too.
上帝也希望我们的家成为一个教室。
So today I want to give you 6 ways to show love to your children with purpose.
所以今天我们讲到这个父母教导的时候，我们要提出六点，如何做一个有教导的父母。
They all come from the text we read.
这六点都是从我们申命记六章出来的。
So let's look into this text for these 6 keys to leading your children.
所以我们仔细地看到经文里边怎么样抽取当中的六点。
Now in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1,
在申命记里面
God speaks to young people. I think we have some in here today.
上帝也同样对那些年轻的人来讲话。
It says there, remember your creator in the days of your youth.
他说要纪念你在年轻时候创造你的上帝。
Before the days of trouble come.
在你多难困难的日子来到之前。
And the years when there is no pleasure.
在那个没有喜乐的日子之前。
Now some of you are getting up there in years.
有些人呢，我们在慢慢年纪长了。
And so this starts to hurt, and then this starts to hurt, and this starts to hurt.
当我们这个关节啊、背啊、全身都疼的时候，我们知道我们年纪开始大了。
I conducted a wedding here yesterday afternoon.
我们在这个地方昨天已经举行了一个婚礼。
And at the reception, I sat beside the father.
在这个父亲的旁边，我在那里坐着。
Father of the groom.
还有那些的这个新娘。
He's a retired man.
他就是一个已经退休的一个父亲。
And he started to tell me all the places that he hurts.
他该开始告诉我他什么地方开始疼了。
He says my hips hurt.
他说我这个盘骨疼了。
My back hurts.
我的背脊也疼了。
My knees hurt.
我的膝盖也疼了。
He was a mailman all his life, so he wore them all out, I think.
所以我们知道这个男士啊，都是磨损很多的。
And so it says, you know, remember your creator, so that when the years of pleasure start to wane, you have solid foundation.
在传道书里面讲到，在那些困难和没有喜乐日子之前，我们要建立好自己的根基。
So my title today is Feeling at home with our Creator.
所以我们今天的题目就是说，我们在家中里面如何遇见创造者呢？
Who is God the Father?
就是上帝那位创造者。
The first thing.
第一。
The priority of our Creator or on our Creator.
第一就是我们创造者的优先次序，也换句话说，就是优先次序要放在神的身上。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
我们知道上帝只有一个。
This is one of the most important phrases in the Bible for the Jewish person.
在犹太人中间，知道独一真神这样的命令是何等宝贵。
In fact, parents often take a little kind of a leather packet and they put it on their forearm with this verse in it.
犹太人呢，就把刚才读的这段的圣经呢，变成一个刻在皮上面的，然后戴在左手上。
To remind them, who God is and what their responsibility is.
他就把上帝是谁，还有他们做人的责任，都写在这个背膀上面。
And it's like a little abbreviation of what they believe.
好像是把刚才说到这些重要的信息呢，浓缩的刻在这个皮夹上。
Now this verse tells us several things.
这节圣经也告诉我们几件事。
First, the importance of listening to God.
第一，很重要的就是聆听神说了什么。
Through His Word.
就是他的话语。
But God speaks other ways too.
但是上帝也通过其他的管道来说话。
God speaks through godly parents.
上帝也通过敬虔的父母来说话。
And he speaks in his creation, the Bible says.
当然上帝也通过创造这个大自然也在说话。
Sometimes through the pastor.
有时候也通过我们的牧者。
Yes, and by his spirit to our spirit.
当然也是在信的人心中的圣灵通过他来说话。
And so we want to be sure, first of all, that we listen to God in the home.
所以在家里面我们要教导小孩如何聆听神的话语。
And if we had time today, I would carry it further and say, We need to listen to our kids.
如果今天我们有更多的时间，相反的，我们也教导，希望大家也聆听我们小孩。
Just like we're to listen to God.
就好像我们听神一样的聆听。
Another thing I notice in this verse.
在这节圣经当中也说。
He is a personal God.
他也是一个个人的上帝。
Our God, it says.
他说我们的上帝。
One that we claim ownership of.
就是我们有这样的一个拥有权。
He is our creator.
他就是我们的上帝，创造者。
And he wants to commune with us. He wants to communicate with us.
上帝愿意和你和我沟通。
And so we develop habits so that God can speak to us.
所以我们就建立了这些的习惯呢，让上帝可以通过这些来跟我们说话。
Habits like reading.
好像我们当中的阅读。
And listening.
是聆听
and praying,
好像是祷告
and we teach our children how to listen,
好像我们教导我们的儿女如何的聆听
and pray,
然后祷告
and read,
然后去阅读
so that we can be in touch with our Creator, be at home with our Creator.
所以通过这些的方式呢，我们与创造者可以感动
and we also see here that He's a loving God.
我们下面也看到这个上帝也是一个充满慈爱的神。
Though it doesn't use the word, the language suggests it.
虽然没有提到这个字，但是它当中的意义完全表达上帝的爱。
Because God communicates in love.
因为上帝通过爱的表达来跟我们沟通。
So he's not just a disciplinary God.
上帝不是光是一个来管教我们的上帝。
Demanding obedience.
就是我们要求我们去顺服的。
No, he deals with us in love.
他不是的，他是用通过爱这样的语言来管教我们。
He disciplines in love.
他用爱来管教我们。
He leads by love.
他用他的爱来领导我们。
He is our God.
他就是我们的神。
And dads and granddads, our kids get a reflection of God the Father through us.
我们知道我们当中的父亲或祖父的话，上帝的爱要通过这个父亲的形象到我们儿女中间的。
That means that we discipline in love.
就是说我们也需要被上帝的爱所管束。
And we counsel in love.
我们就是在爱中我们做辅导。
And then we listen in love.
我们在聆听当中明白神的爱。
Sometimes we're too impatient with our kids.
有时候我们对我们自己小孩就失去耐心了。
We demand immediate obedience.
我们就立马的叫他们要顺服。
And we give the wrong impression sometimes.
有时候我们就反倒给他们一点错误的形象。
And just as God the Father deals with us in love,
上帝如何用爱去管教我们呢？
We must deal with our kids in love too.
我们同样的态度也要对待我们的孩子。
Because we will feel our kids will feel at home with God the Father as they feel at home with us.
所以小孩子怎么样感受到上帝的存在呢？是从父母的身上来感受上帝的存在。
And then finally in this verse, I see that he is a consistent God.
我们也知道这个上帝是贯彻始终的神。
He's the unchanging God.
他是不变的神。
It says here he is one.
他说他是独一的。
One in purpose.
他有一个目的。
And one in dealing with us.
他用始终的统一的办法来帮助我们。
And he is eternally the same.
他是永恒里都是一样的。
No surprises with God.
在上帝里边没有任何的惊讶。
He's consistent.
他每天如是。
And so we see this priority on our Creator.
所以我们知道我们在认识上帝的中间，我们知道他是唯一的，他是首先的。
Secondly, we see a passion for our Creator in verse 5.
第二，我们看到第五节里面说到。看出来的是为创造者而热忱。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
这第五节说你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
We are invited to love him passionately.
所以我们是被上帝邀请，我们的爱一定要热诚。
And so we teach our children how to love God passionately.
我们怎么样教我们的小孩呢？就是我们对上帝的爱要热忱。
And God defines what that passion is.
上帝也告诉我们到底这个热忱怎么定义啊。
It's with all your heart.
说完全的心。
All your soul.
完全的灵魂。
Which is your mind, your emotion, your will.
就是你的意志，就是你的灵魂，就是你的感情。
And all your strength.
就你所有的力量。
That's how we're to love him.
我们就是这样去爱上帝的。
Apostle Paul says in Colossians 3:1-2.
在哥罗西书保罗里面在告诉我们。
Seek those things which are above.
他说要求在上的事情。
Where Christ sits on the right hand of God.
就是基督在上帝的右边坐着。
Set your affections on things above.
他说把你自己的爱放在天上的事。
Not on things in the earth.
不是放在地上的事。
That doesn't mean we don't enjoy things on the earth.
当然不是说我们就把世上一切的所谓短暂的享乐都排除了。
But they're not to consume us.
但是地上所谓的短暂的享受不能。
We enjoy them.
And we
keep our passion focused on our loving, listening God.
我们应该把一切全人的这样的都附到上帝的爱中。
And so it says, with all your heart.
所以就说要全心的。
That's the seed of the affections.
就是我们在爱里面的一个种子。
That's from the core of our being, if you like.
就是我们在灵魂的深处，我们是谁呢？
Be at home with Him.
在家里面与神创造主同在。
When we make vows to each other in marriage, we say, I want to be at home with you. I want to love you passionately.
当我们夫妻在上帝的面前结婚立约的时候，我们双方说，我愿意在家里面与你同住。
And so in teaching our children, instructing our children, teach them to be passionate for God.
所以我们教导小孩的时候，我们对他们说，我们爱上帝要是全心全意的。
But not just from the heart.
也不是光是在我们心中，
also from the mind.
也是在我们的脑子里。
Let God have first place in our thinking patterns.
也让上帝在我们自己的思想当中优先。
And our emotions, our responses to life and the issues of life.
就是在我们生活里面琐碎的事情都好，我们的反应也像爱神一样。
And the decisions and choices we make in our life, be passionate about that for God.
就是在我们每个的决定当中，我们都能表达出我们对上帝的爱。
So with your thoughts, your plans,
就我们的思想，我们的计划。
Your worship,
我们的敬拜。
And then with all of our strength,
就我们的力量。
What gets your energy?
有什么让你给力给你啊？
Where do you focus most of your energy?
你花什么心最多呢？一天当中。
Especially.Your heart and mind energy,
就是特别在我们的心和灵里面的力量。
But your body too,
啊，你的肉体呢就跟着做了。
Because we are to dedicate our bodies as well,
我们是要献上自己的身体的。
And so passion for the Creator takes in our whole being.
所以我们对上帝的热忱呢是全人是投入的。
From the core out,
从我们灵魂的深处到外面。
The third thing I want to point out from this passage is piety for our Creator.
第三就是要为创造者而虔诚。
Verse 6, these commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts.
第六节说，我今日所吩咐你们的话都要记在心上。
Now, we're digging a little deeper here, and that's down where the conscience is.
我们开始要进入更深的，就是我们的潜意识里边了。
So we talked about loving with our heart.
我们说我们对上帝要用我们的心去爱。
But this is listening with our heart.
就是说我们现在是要听。
Letting the Holy Spirit counsel us choice by choice.
我们在心里怎么样聆听圣灵带领我们。
Developing our conscience so we always respond in truth.
就触及到我们的良心当中，我们怎么样对真理敏锐的回应。
Commitment or conviction.
就是我们自己的信念和那种委身。
I will not abuse my body.
我不会虐待我自己的身体。
I will not abuse others.
我也不会虐待别人。
I will not cheat on my partner.
我也不会出小差在婚姻当中。
I will not love money more than I love God.
我也不会爱钱多过爱上帝。
Those are what I mean by conscience.
就是我们当中所说的良心的问题。
So when the temptation comes, we have something to a way of escape.
所以我们就不会有一些逃避的事情了。
So based on the Bible, we need to develop a list of I will nots.
在圣经当中呢，或许我们要记住一些我不会这样这样做的事情。
And the Holy Spirit will show you what those are as you read His Word.
当我们在读圣经的时候，或许你有一些时候圣灵会告诉你说你不应该做这些事情。
Paul says it's with the heart that man believes to righteousness.
保罗告诉我们说，因为人的良心的缘故，他要来信上帝。
It's with your heart that you love your spouse.
就是我们在心里面，我们是爱我们的配偶。
Your children.
就我们的儿女。
And you want to do what's best for them, don't you?
你是为你的孩子要尽上最好，对吗？
So that means there's some I will nots.In front of my children.
所以有一些时候我们相对来说，我们说在孩子的面前我不能做什么。
What are the I will nots you have for raising your family?
在家里面你有没有这样的一个规矩，你不能做什么呢？
I know how I did that with my four kids.
我知道我家里面四个小孩我是这样做的。
And they didn't all rebel and run away.
他们没有这样反叛然后就离家出走了。
And I'll tell you what happens when you get on in life, because my oldest son is 53 now.
我大儿子已经53岁了。
You know what they say today?
他们今天对我怎么说呢？
Thank you, Mom and Dad, for the way you raised us.
他说，爸爸妈妈，我谢谢你，你那样的。
Because it helped them to avoid a lot of heartache.
他说，你那样的教导我，让我避免了许多的头疼。
But they were told what not to do.
因为他们被教导了什么事情不能做。
Now sometimes they did it behind our back.
当然有时候他们背着我们却还是做。
Yours will too.
可能你家里孩子是一样的。
But you put a conscience within them that when they do it, they feel guilty about it.
然后就是你说那句话的时候，在他们良心已经烙印了这样的事情，他们就不敢做。
And that's piety. That's building a piety into their life.
这样是生命当中灵魂里的敬虔，要说这句话。
Now the fourth thing,
第四
practice of our Creator,
就是为创造者呢而实践
impress them on your children. That is the commandment.
就是说要在你儿女的心上去烙印
Look what it says here. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you rise up. In other words, take every opportunity to have conversation.
他在你的一举一动生活里面片片面面，就是你坐的时候行路躺卧起来都要谈论。
There's an interesting Hebrew word used here in the original.
当然在犹太人读的那本希伯来圣经里面有一些字非常有兴趣的。
It's the word what.
就是说这个字叫 what.
Wet.
Wet.
W-H-E-T.
W-H-E-T.
Yeah, wet.
Wet.
Yeah.Do you know what a wet is?
你知道这个希伯来文的 wet 什么意思吗？
Many of you know what a wet is, but you didn't know it was this.
可能你知道的。
Some of you, when you were growing up, you had to sharpen the knife, you had to sharpen the saw, you had to sharpen something, and you had a stone, right?
知道我们在这个磨刀或者磨剪刀的时候有一块石头，磨石。
We call it a grindstone.
就是磨刀石。
Sometimes you peddled it.
有时候你踩这个磨刀石
and you pedal it and you hold the knife and you sharpen the knife.
有时候呢一直踩的时候把刀放在上面就磨了。
You got it?
你知道吗？
The Hebrew word is wet.
希伯来话就是 wet.
And so what it means is we take God's word, God's truth, like we would take a grindstone and we sharpen the spirit and mind and life of our children.
就好像这个磨刀石就像上帝的话和真理一样的不断的在小孩的生命当中灵魂深处呢不断的琢磨他们。
The Bible says examine yourselves.
圣经说要你自己要思考。
To see whether you're in the faith.
你是否还在信心当中。
Another translation says test yourselves.
另外的版本解释说你要试验自己。
And we need to keep testing ourselves.
我们也必须要继续的不断的试验自己
unless we get lazy
要不然呢我们就会懒惰了
and careless
这样就不小心了
and guess who's watching
你知道谁在看着我们呢
you got it haven't you
你知道吗
amen
知道 amen
all right good So allowing God's word to be the authority of our lives
就让上帝的话成为我们家里面的规矩和权柄
Letting God's word be the filter for our thoughts.
让上帝的话呢成为我们的过滤器。
And our values education is based on the word of God.
就是我们怎么叫做对儿女的价值观呢？你不用神的话，你用什么呢？
What are we really talking about here?
我们真正在这里要谈的是什么呢？
Character.
就是品格。
Developing character.
就是要建立那个人的品格。
Honesty.
就是要诚实。
Integrity.
就是要有执着。
Compassion.
就是要有爱。
Those are some of the things we want our children to learn because they reflect God.
这些我们渴望在我们小孩当中来发生来看到的。
And as you develop that kind of character, they'll feel at home with the Creator.
如果你开始刻意的营造那样的一个品格呢，他们开始在家里面就感觉到。
Number five.
第五呢
？Purity.
就是
of our Creator. For our Creator.
就是为了创造者而纯洁。
Yes. So this kind of implied here and there again. I'm just going to give you some really quick.Ideas.
好，在谈到这里的时候呢，我要用一些例子啊方法帮你记住。
I was going to encourage you earlier to take notes, but I'm getting to the age where I forget a lot of stuff.
刚才我还是想大家能够把它记下来的时候，我到现在又记起来了，年纪大了。
So you may want to write these down.
可能你要把它写下来啊。
Because we haven't got time to deal with them all, unless you want to stay for another hour.
我们今天当然没有那么多时间，除非你要在这里继续留一个小时了。
Anybody vote for that?
有没有人继续想留一个多一个小时啊
？Okay, so let me go through this quickly.
好，我们在这里很快的告诉大家。
When we think of the commandments of the Lord,
我们知道主给我们的吩咐。
They are to keep us from sin.
他要帮助我们远离罪。
And motivate us to purity.
让我们呢，激动我们去成为成全的人。
Now I find that a lot of people, when they hear the word purity, they think only in moral terms.
我们知道很多人听到这个纯洁的这个字，我们都知道，可能我们就说这是道德的纯全。
And moral purity is very important.
当然，道德上的这个纯洁是很重要的。
But there are other areas of purity we need to know about as well.
但是不要忘记呢，其他事情的纯洁也是非常重要的。
Spiritual purity.
就是我们的属灵的纯洁
，worship of the one true God and Jesus Christ His Son，
就是我们敬拜那独一真神和他的儿子耶稣基督
，religious purity，
就是宗教上面的纯洁
，no idols in my life，
就是没有这种偶像在我的生活里面
，no other idols in my life，
没有在生活当中有偶像
，no other gods，
没有其他的所谓的神
，no compromise with evil。
不能向那个恶者去妥协。
Yeah, religious purity.
就是在宗教上的我们的纯洁。
Verbal purity.
我们的语言上的纯洁。
What comes out of my mouth?
我们说出来什么话呢？
What kind of language do I use?
我们说了怎么样的语言？
Is it pure? Does it project purity from my heart?
就我们说的话里面有没有把我们思想那种的纯洁就表达出来呢？
Do we speak God's name with reverence?
我们在讲到上帝这个名字的时候，有没有敬畏的心？
This is not where we play trivial pursuit.
那我们这里不是玩一些的这种的游戏。
We can get a little careless with our language, can't we?
有时候我们在语言上，我们都会有散失。
Even about spiritual things.
有时候我们对属灵的事情也有散失。
And so we want to keep a verbal purity about our lives.
所以我们的确要管住自己的嘴，让自己的嘴能够纯洁。
Family purity.
我们家里的纯洁。
Honoring your father, your mother.
所以对我们的父母要孝敬他们。
Honoring your siblings.
在我们自己的同辈、自己的弟兄姐妹当中要纯洁。
Respect for one another.
我们要彼此的尊敬。
Social purity.
我们在社交的场合纯洁。
No gossip.
不要说谗言。
No defaming of others.
不要把大家就是抹黑了。
To be a good neighbor.
我们在邻居当中也要做一个好邻舍。
And that's a social purity. We want to reflect.God, the Creator, our Father, through our social contacts.
就在这个方方面面的这些，我们就表达了我们对上帝这个纯洁。
Moral purity, I've already mentioned.
就是道德上的纯洁。
No exploitation of others.
不要去侵犯别人。
No sexual sins.
不要有那些性的罪。
No pornography.
不要有那些淫秽的那些的图片。
Commercial purity.
就是我们商业当中的纯洁。
That's how we do business.
就是我们在商业当中、商界里面的 纯洁。
Honest business practices.
我们在商业当中要持守那个诚信。
Respect of ownership.
我们要知道谁拥有这个产权的问题。
Don't envy others who have more than we have.
我们不要对那些比我们拥有更多的人去嫉妒他们。
And then communal purity.
我们在这个教会当中的这种的纯洁。
No false reports about one another.
不要打那些不对的或者小报告。
Learn to speak well of others.
我们对别人要说好话。
And then finally, in number six.
最后在第六。
Presence of our Creator.
就是创造者的光临。
Verse 8 and 9.
在第八、第九节。
Tie them as symbols on your hands. Bind them on your foreheads.Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates.
第八节说，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Now, what do we have here?
这里说的是什么？
Visible symbols of truth.
就是我们能看到、观察到的这些的象征。
So, what's on your walls in your home?
我们在家里面的墙上贴了什么呢？
And if you put stuff on your fridge, my fridge is covered. My wife has all the grandchildren on there.
我知道我们的冰箱上面，像在我家里面呢，我太太把所有这些孙辈的照片呢，填满了这个冰箱上面了。
But there are also some very important sayings on there.
当然在上面呢，也同样有一些很重要的话。
And so we're talking here about visible reminders of our Creator.
就是告诉我们很实际，在我们能看到的这些的符号象征的当中。
You know, when you pass by most schools now,
我们看到这个学校里边，我们都能看到一些
public schools even
就是在公立学校
out on their signboard,
在这个学校的墙边
sometimes they have one word,
有时候在这个墙上就一个字
it's a character word,
就是一个品格的
honesty.
诚实
kindness
就是要仁爱
pureness
sorry
pureness
就是要纯洁
compassion
就是要怜悯
and so those are we deliberately use visible reminders to our children and to ourselves of God's supremacy
当然学校也那么做但是我们在家里同样要布置成一个就是属灵的学校让我们的小孩能学品格这样的事情
And it talks about the door frames here.
这里也提到这个门框
That meant a lot to the Jews, why?
对于这个犹太人的家里面是很重要的
Because remember when they put the blood on the doorposts so that the angel of death would pass by?
在犹太人历史当中这个逾越节把羔羊的血就涂在这个门框门楣上
And so visible reminders around the houseEven on the property, they said the gates too.
就在我们能看到自己家中能很鲜明的有一些的符号象征能提醒我们。
Let me conclude.
我快结束了。
Now when we are faithful on our part,
当我们忠心做我们做的时候
God will be faithful on his part.
同样上帝会对我们也忠诚。
So Proverbs 22:6 is very... expresses a very important truth.
所以在箴言书第二十二章第六节说
Start children off the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it.
他说你要教导儿女当走的路，到他们老了也不偏离。
That doesn't mean that sometimes they won't slip off the truth.
这句话很明显的告诉我们，不是说因为小孩不会一生的就那么。一帆风顺
But when you sow the truth in their conscience, they can't get away from it.
如果我们把上帝的话已经放到他们的良心当中的话，他们也不会离上帝太远。
And begin as early as possible.
我们要在他们最年轻的时候越早越好。
I know parents who even read to the baby before it's born.
有时候我们知道有些的父母呢，在小孩还在肚子里面开始读经给他们听。
They sit in front of the mother and they read scripture.
这个他们就好像在读圣经一样了。
I'm not sure how much that works.
我不知道这个胎教读圣经的胎教有多有效。
But it's a good principle.
但是一个很好的原则。
Start early.
我们要尽早的开始。
And like God, be consistent.
我们要像上帝一样的贯彻始终。
A priority, the loving, listening, personal, unchanging God.
我们知道这个上帝是爱我们的跟我们的爱是永远不变的。
The passion.
我们对上帝的热忱。
Love God with your whole being, heart, soul, and mind and strength.
我们是全人的尽心尽性尽意的去爱上帝。
And piety.
敬虔。
Driving home convictions and the fear of God.
就是我们对上帝那种 骨子里面的信念是敬畏神的。
And practicing,
我们要实践。
Having good discussions at the right times, of course.
在当然在关键的时间要跟小孩一起讨论一些事情。
Living and doing what is right.
我们要活出也要做那些对的事情。
Purity.
纯洁。
In every area of your life.
在每一个生活的环节当中都要做。
And then the presence of God,
然后就是像创造者一样的临到我们的家中。
To the physical senses,
就是对我们能触摸看到的事情。
Visible reminders of God's truth,
有一些视觉上的一些的提醒让我们知道上帝是信实的。
And evidences of his love,
就是上帝对我们爱的一些的印证。
And you, I believe, I assure you, if you do this,
我能够对你保证的就是，如果你能这样做，
your children will feel at home with the Creator.
你这样做的话，你们的小孩一定会感觉到创造者就在你的家中。
Let me pray with you.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord God, we thank you for the wisdom of your word.
上帝，我们谢谢你在你的话中看到智慧。
And the counsel of your Holy Spirit.
我们知道圣灵对我们的辅导。
And for committed parents.
我们在中间的委身的父母。
Fathers, mothers.
我们当中的父亲母亲。
Servants of yours.
我们在上帝面前的仆人。
And your Holy Spirit who resides with us.
就是你的圣灵也居住在我们心里。
Father, encourage these brothers and sisters.In their love to their families.
天父上帝，求你今天鼓励在我们中间，凡是愿意在家中付出爱的父母。
And may they find much joy with their children.
让他们在与儿女生活的时间能够充满了喜乐。
Pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.